Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basar Daf Kufnun Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of discussion. Shmuel was asked a Shchiv Meira wrote over all his Nechasim and had the Edim make a Kinyan on them. That was the key over here. Could he be Chazer from that? And Shmuel's response was Ein Achar Kinyan Klum. And we weren't so sure what that meant. So the Gemara tells us Savor Minei. They thought, meaning the Talmidim asked this question, thought that what Shmuel meant to say was Hanimili LaAcher. That's only if he wants to be Chazer from the gift that he gave to Reuven. He wants to give it to Shimon instead. He's not allowed to do that because he made a kinyan. But if he wants to be chayzer and take all the nechasim back for himself, then Shmuel did not say that ein lachar kinyan klum, and he's actually allowed to take it back for himself. However, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda told him ki also Rav Huna b'kufri. When Rav Huna came from Kufri, Pirsha, he explained as follows: bein la'atzmoi, bein la'cherim. Whether he wants to take them back for himself or wants to take it back and give it to somebody else, it doesn't make a difference. Since he made a kinyan and handed the shtar over, that's it. He can't do anything about it. We have a story about this. Who the kanu minei? It was a shchiv meira that wrote over all his nechasim, and they made a kinyan on them, and also commanded Rav Huna. The fellow came to Rav Huna wanting to be chayzer. Amar, he said, my Avilcha, what am I supposed to do for you? You were mocking them like a regular person did, meaning you didn't give them over like a regular Matnas Shchiv Meira. You had an official Kinyan made on them, so there's nothing I could do for you, and you can't go back. Another story about this, there was a Matnas Shchiv Meira, Davakasuv Ba, that was written in it the following, Bechayim Ubamaves. We're unsure what these words mean, in life and in death. So Rav Amar, he tells us, it's like a regular Matnas Shchiv Meira. Ushmul Amar, he says, it's like a Matnas Bari. Rav Amar, Rav says, like a Matnas Shchiv Meira. Midachsiv Ba Bamaves, since it says the word Bamaves, the Shchiv Meira is saying, I want you to be cunning these things after Misa, after I die. And the only reason why the Shchiv Meira wrote the word B'chayim, simen ba'alma d'chayei, is really just a simen, a good luck thing, if you will, maybe a bracha, that the person should live long. And he's not trying to say that anything should be chal right now. The main focus is the word B'maves, and that's why it's just considered like regular Ma'an Shchiv Meira. Ushmul Amar Shmul says, Harei is bari, it's like regular Ma'an bari. Milchsev ba b'chayim, since it's written B'chayim, mechayim ka'amar. He's saying, I want you to be cutting my stuff already while I'm still alive. And that's like a matnas bari that it can't be chayzer on if he gets better. And if I had the cause of maves, so why did he write uba maves? Kemando amar me'atavad oilam. It's as if he's saying, I want you to be kind it from now, forever and ever, even if I live. And that's lashon of b'maves. And so we have this machlokes. Now, Amri Nardai, the Chacham Nardai say, halacha kavasa d'Rav, the halacha is like Rav, that it's like a regular matnas shchiv meira, and he's allowed to be chayzer from it if he gets better. However, Amar Rava, now Rava says, v'i kasev ba mechayim kana. If the person had written mechayim, then the receiver is kana. Now, Amar Meir says, let's halacha kavasa d'Rav, the halacha is not like Rava because he's clearly arguing with Rav. And Chum of Nardah said that Allah is like Rav. And Amalei Ravashi Lameimer, Ravashi told Lameimer, Pshita, it's obvious. Of course Allah is not like Rav. Doha Amri Nardai. Nardai said very clearly, Helch like Abbasid Rav. That Allah is like Rav, who doesn't pay attention to the word Bechayim, and Rav is clearly arguing with him. So what do you have to tell me that Allah is not like Rav? Of course it's not like Rav. It's like Rav. So he answers, no. Malatim, we might have thought, Mechayim Mighty Rav, that when the word Mechayim is used, Rav would agree. Kamash Mal Nechidish is that he doesn't. In other words, the Havamina would be that there's a difference between the words Bechayim and Mechayim. Bechayim Ubimaves means in life and in death, and Rav says we don't focus on the word Bechayim, rather on the word Bimaves. But when the word Mechayim is used, that means from life. Perhaps Rav would agree to Rava that the gift already works when the person's still alive, because he says from life, and that's why Mamre had to emphasize that no, Rav argues even with the word Mechayim. Now, we have a story about this. Who also committed to Rav Nachman in Arda. There was a fellow who used to be a Shchiv Meira who came to Rav Nachman in Arda with a shtar that said Bechayim Bimaves, and Shadi Lekamed Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba L'shum Tamya. Rav Nachman sent this fellow to Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, who's in this place called Shum Tamya. Amar, he explains as follows, Hacha Asur de Shmuel. Over here in Arda is Shmuel's locale, it's his jurisdiction, if you will, and therefore, Hechen Avad Kavasa de Rav, how can we pass like Rav? However, since I hold that the halach is like Rav, like the Chacham of Arda say, you should really go over there to Shum Tamya, which is out of Shmuel's jurisdiction, and then we can pass like Rav for you, and that means it's regular Ma'an Shchiv Meira, and you can be chazer from it. And another story, there was a woman that came to Rava, and her star was written, Mechayim Uba Maves, and Rava had said that Mechayim means that it's regular Ma'an Nesbari, you can't be chazer from it, but she wanted to be chazer. And Avila Rava Kishmaitse, Rava Paskin for her, like his Shita, that she can't be Chayzer. And Hava Katir Dolei, she was making him a Shogah. She was saying, no, you have to go back because Rav, this and that, a whole bunch of different things. And so what did he do because he wasn't able to get rid of her? Amalei Rav Papa, Braid Rav Chanan, he told Rav Papa, Braid Rav Chanan. And who is this Rav Papa? Safre, it was a cipher, Zilk Saiv La, go write for her a Shtar that she could take everything back. However, Uksaiv Ba, you should also write the following in the Shtar, Tzarech Alein Oymaton. Now, this is a din that has nothing to do with Matan Shchiv Meira. It's referring to a person who hired workers and then the workers backed out and he couldn't find other workers. The Mishnah tells us that he could hire either other workers for more expensive, and those original workers that backed out have to pay their wage, or the matan means he could trick the original workers into coming back to work for him for a higher wage, and he doesn't end up having to pay them. And the reason why Rava told Rav Papa Braid Rav Chanan his cipher to write this in the shtar is so that another bezdin reading the shtar realizes that really the whole shtar is a fake, and the only reason why he's writing it is just to get the woman out of there. Now she caught on to this, Amran, she said, Litba Arbe, his ship should sink. Rava's ship should drown at sea. At Uyikamatisli, really? You're trying to trick me? I'm not a fool. I know that you're giving me a piece of paper that's worthless. Now, the Talmidim were afraid that this curse would come true, and therefore, Amshinu Lumani Durava Mamaya, they soaked Rava's clothing in water in order to try to mekayim this klala of hers in some aspect, because when a ship sinks, it's totally covered in water. So they took his clothing and soaked them in water. However, Filuhachi, even so, Loi Ifrik Mativa, he wasn't saved from drowning, and his ship actually did sink at sea. And moving on to the Mishnah, here we have an interesting case. Loi Kazaba Shchemera. It wasn't written in the shtar that he was a Shchemera. Reuven and Shimon show up to Beis Din. Shimon has a shtar in his hand that says that Reuven gave him all of his nechasim. It doesn't say anything in the shtar that Reuven was a Shchemera. It just says that all of his nechasim go over to Shimon. And whoever made a Shchemera, you see, Reuven claims, I was a Shchemera when I wrote that, and now Baruch Hashem, I'm better. I lived, so I get everything back. Vehin Oimrin, but they say, the recipients of the gift, Bari, you say you were healthy, and therefore you just gave us a mountainous Bari. I don't know what you're talking about, that you were a Shchemera. Tzarech lohavi raya Shchemera haya. The guy himself, Reuven, he has to bring raya that he was a Shchemera when he gave everything over. Divra Meir, that's what Meir says, or Vecham, or Melcham say, Amaitzi Mechaver El Varaya. They want to be mighty from him, so they have to bring a raya and not him. I think Gemara is going to explain what the machlokes is, and tomorrow's Gemara, we're going to get into the discussion of how they're supposed to bring these rayas. Now, Gemara brings a similar story. Humatnasa, there was a shtar matana, to have a kasav ba, the following was written in it. Kan have a katzer v'rami ba'arse, when he was sick and lying in bed, v'loi kasav ba, but was not written, umigu mare ifte lebeis olme, because of his illness, he went to the next world. Usually when we have a manash chimera, after the guy dies, when they write a shtar, attesting to the fact that he gave his nechasim away to another guy, they write this full lashon, kan have a katzer v'rami ba'arse, when the fellow was sick, lying in bed, umigu mare ifte lebeis olme, and because of his sickness, he went to the next world, and it's obvious that this is regular manash chimera. But the problem is, it didn't have this whole lashon. All it says is the guy was sick lying in bed and doesn't say that he actually died. And Arab Safik, that maybe the fellow actually lived, and that means he's able to be chayzer from his matana, and that it's not a matna shchemera, and the fellow who now comes with the shtar claiming that this property belongs to him is not granted this gift of the other guy's properties because it's not a regular matna shchemera. What's it then over here? Kovnu gimel based on top. Amar Rabbi tells us, Hare Meis, the fellow died, Vare Kivra Mechir Chalav, his grave proves that he died, and therefore we assume that everything went exactly as planned. Obviously, he didn't plan it, but that's the way that it goes. The fellow was sick, he died, and now the other guy has the shtar that he was granted. It's matna shchemera, everything's perfect. However, Amar Abaye Bhai told him, Hashta, now, umas fina, shurubin la'abed, noisen alein chomri chayim chomri mesim. Then we're dealing with a ship, we'll explain this soon, that usually it's la'abed. People drown and they die. Nonetheless, we still are machmir, and we put chomri chayim in chomri mesim. Well, chaylin, with sick people, shurub chaylin l'chayim, most sick people actually live, like kol shakain, shouldn't we be machmir? Let's pause and explain this question of Abaye. We know that we have ages that a ship sunk at sea, even though we could probably assume that most of the people on the ship died, nonetheless, we have to be machmir, and we have to treat somebody who's on the ship with chomri chayim and chomri mesim. For example, the wife of a man who's on the ship. If she's a Bas Yisrael and her husband was a Kayin, she's not allowed to continue eating Truma because maybe he's not alive anymore. That's Chomer Mesim. Or the other way around, if she was a Bas Kayin married to Yisrael and this Yisrael was on the ship, she has to be Chayshish that her husband is still alive and she's not allowed to go back to her father's house to eat Truma. That's Chomer Chayim. And so we see that by a ship, that again, Ruban is La'abed, but nonetheless we have Chomer Chayim and Chomer Mesim. So Chaylin, we're dealing with sick people, that most sick people actually live. For sure we should be Machmir and we should suspect that the guy actually lived. He was Chayzer from his Matnash Chimera, and now the fellow who's coming to Bezin holding the shtar, claiming that all the other guys of Chasim are his, shouldn't be believed because we should be chayshish for this. And on this, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Kaman Azal Hashmaitz Ad Rabba, according to which Tana is this member of Rabba, Krebnasan, who discusses a very similar case to our Mishnah, where we have a shtar that's unclear from the shtar itself. If Reuven was a Shchemera when he wrote it, that's what he's claiming, or if he wasn't and it was regular Matnas Bari, that's what the receivers are claiming. The Tanya the Brisa tells us, Mi Maitim Mi'ad Mi, who's the one that has to bring the proof? Who Maitim Dan Beloy Raya? He, the Nisin, is able to get it from them and he doesn't have to bring a Raya. They, the Makablim, are only allowed to get it from him with a raya. Div Rabbi Yaakov, that's Rabbi Yaakov's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Nosson says, in Barihu, if right now he's healthy, all will have a raya, he has to bring a raya, shayah shchemera, that he was a shchemera when he wrote it. Whereas in shchemerahu, if right now he's a shchemera, alein will have a raya, shabarihaya, they have to bring a raya that he was healthy when he wrote it. What's machalikas? Rabbi Yaakov goes basar chazaka. First of all, this fellow, Reuven, he's currently holding on to his possessions, and they're trying to be mighty from him. So they were the ones that have to prove that he gave it as a matnas bari, and that he wasn't a shchemera. Whereas Rabbi Nosson goes basar hashta, right now. If the guy right now is healthy, so we say that he has to bring a raya that he was actually in a different status, that he was officially a shchivmeira when he wrote of these possessions. And that's what Rabba's going like. We go basar hashta. Since the guy died and he's in his kever, the hashta is that he's dead, and therefore we assume that he gave it away as a regular matna shchivmeira, and we don't suspect that in between him being sick and dying, he actually got better, was chayzer from this matana, and decided subsequently not give them away. And that's Rabba going like Rabnasan. Now, what's around this topic? Amar Blazer. Blazer says, Otoma kemachlaikas. In regards to Toma, it's the same exact machlaikas. What does that mean in regards to Toma? So we have a din in regards to Safek Toma. Rosh Hashayachid, Svekai Tame. Rosh Hasharabim, Svekai Tahar. If a person became Tame Besafek in Rosh Hashayachid, we're Machman, we say that he's Tame, but if he became Tame Besafek in Rosh Hasharabim, so we're Makal. Now, this case that Gemara is going to bring in a second is referring to a Bika, a large area with a bunch of fields. fulfilled, and it actually changes status depending on the season. During the summer, it's considered Shasu Rabim, and during the winter, it's Shasu Yachid. And as Rabbi Elazar just told us, it's the same exact machlokes. This fellow does remember when he walked through this Bekah. According to Rabbi Nassan, we're going to go Basar Hashta, so whatever season it is now determines whether he'll be Tamei or Tahar. Rabbi Yaakov goes Basar Chazaka. This guy's Cheskas Tahar until it could be proven that he's Tamei, and he remains with his Chazaka. And that's what Gemara says, that now the Mishnah tells us Bekah is open area with fields. Now it's important to note that this particular case is referring to an open area with fields that has fences surrounding it. So Rabbi Meisach Chama during the summer, Rosh Hashanah Yachid LeShabbos, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid in regards to Shabbos, because since it's surrounded with fences, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So there would be issues carrying from there to Rosh Hashanah Rabim and vice versa. Carrying within it obviously would be okay because Rosh Hashanah Yachid, whereas Rosh Hashanah Rabim LeToma, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim in regards to Toma, because the summer, as we just said, that in the summer we're Makel, whereas Rabbi Meisach Gishamim during the winter, Rosh Hashanah Yachid LeKan LeKan, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid in regards to both Shabbos and Toma. That is one clarification in regards to the case. Amar Rav, Rav says, Loishanu, this is only taught that there's a difference between Yemaisa Chama and Gishamim, El Shaloi Avru all of Yemaisa Gishamim. That's only if it never went through a winter with these mechitzas around it. The mechitzas were put up around it during the summer, and it never had a winter with these mechitzas. Aval Avru all of Yemaisa Gishamim. If it went through a winter with these mechitzas, Rosh Hashanah Yachid LeKan, it always has the status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and we're never going to be Mekol. And that's just Rav's Haisafa, it's his addition, his clarification to this case. But again, the main purpose why we brought this is just to show that we have the same machlokes, Rav Nassan and Rav Yaakov, in regards to this as well, whether we go Basar Hashta or Basar Chazaka. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.